Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, we can't confirm it, but McDonald's and Coca-Cola have supposedly agreed to close down their operations in Russia for the time being. Again, that is media reports. It is not confirmed as yet. But that list hopefully will get smaller. We'll see if Coca-Cola does it. Will Pepsi be next to do that, to close down their operations? What about Burger King? What about the KFC? What about the folks that bring you Oreos and Cadbury and so many other companies that are deciding they're not going to support Vladimir Putin and this war in Ukraine? Doesn't mean they can't come back in 3 weeks or a month or 3 months, but it means that for the time being they will be closed down. There are a lot of companies, though, that are still operating. KFC is one of them that is still operating in Russia. We'll see how this thing plays out. Coming up, every time she's on the show, she lights it up. I don't know what it is about Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, but she always stirs the pot, so to speak. And we'll get a chance to hear from her, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. And the editor-in-chief of NevadaGlobe.com, NevadaGlobe.com. We'll find out what she thinks about what's going on half a world away and how it's impacting us here in Nevada. She has a base of operations that spans the entire state, and we'll find out if indeed it's this whole gas price thing is going to put a crimp in everybody. I mean, simply put, it's going to impact all of us. The rich, the poor, Republicans, Democrats, independents, everybody is going to be impacted. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:30, as we check out our area freeways right now with the traffic cams, look pretty good for the most part. Looks like commuters are averaging 55 to 60 miles per hour on Interstate 15, south at Oakey, north at Tropicana. You'll see a little bit of congestion there in South Henderson, Interstate 11 northbound. That's at Horizon. You'll touch the brakes as you enter the downtown area because ahead of that is those lane restrictions. They've pared four lanes down to two, so do expect some delays through that construction zone on Interstate 515. That's both directions. between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
UNLV basketball, two players picking up end-of-season honors. Bryce Hamilton named to the All-Mountain West first team. Donovan Williams being named the league's sixth man of the year. Hamilton finishing third in voting for the Mountain West Player of the Year. It was won by Colorado State forward David Roddy, while Fresno State center Orlando Robinson comes in second. Hamilton led the Mountain West in scoring this year at just better than 24 points per game. UNLV set to open up their run in the Mountain West Championship at Thomas and Mack Center on Thursday when they take on Wyoming.
Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
I need tech that leaves my hands free during my work day and my workout.
It's possible at Staples.
I need tech for my home office that makes it easier to work from home.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work, all at great prices. And right now, Apple AirPods Pro are only $199, a savings of $50. Explore what's new right now at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 3/12. Limit 2 while supplies last.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, let's see what happened today. President Biden has banned the import of Russian oil and gas. Now there are sources around the White House that say that the Biden administration is fearful that the price of gasoline is going to go even higher. I asked Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the NevadaGlobe.com. I asked her earlier today, do you think that gas prices have peaked?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Just buckle your bootstraps. It's going to get worse. This is a controlled demolition of the U.S. dollar. It's all by intent, not by ignorance. Pete Buttigieg's solution is that, we should just all buy $50,000 Teslas and stop complaining. That's their solution. Jennifer Granholm actually was on, I think, either MSNBC or CNBC. I'm not sure which. And the host asked her what is the Jennifer Granholm plan of reducing gas prices. Are we going to start drilling for oil? And she just started laughing. They think it's funny. The elites think this is funny. The elites think it's patriotic to pay more taxes and inflation and higher gas prices to beat Putin. And so, no, this is not going to get any better. This is going to get worse. Now, the White House is considering banning the import of Russian oil. And it's okay for Venezuela to drill for oil and China to drill for oil and Russia to drill for oil. and all of the despotic, tyrannical dictatorship countries, they can drill for oil and they can, you know, they can basically control the price of oil through OPEC, but it's not okay if we drill for oil. So we can import drilled oil, but we cannot drill our own oil, according to the Democrats. And this is, again, by design. They do not, well, number one, they hate this country, because no one would promise to fundamentally transform this country if they loved this country. And so the war on the middle class continues under the Biden administration, as we predicted, and by design.
And the president just an hour ago banned the importation of Russian oil and natural gas. And so he's succumbed to pressure to do that. The question is it going to help or is it going to hurt?
No, it's going to hurt because we're not producing our own energy. We used to be energy independent for 4 years under the guy that sent mean tweets. And so we had $2 gas, basically, across the board. I think the average price per gallon around Trump was around $2. In Nevada, it was about $2.30 when Trump left office, when the cadaver was implemented. And so now we've got $4.95 on average in Washoe County.
Wow.
We've got in Clark County. Yep, that's the average. I'm waiting for a picture to come from Incline Village in Tahoe, but just a couple days ago, it was $6.19 a gallon for gas in Incline Village. And it's always a little bit more expensive there. You know, mountains tend to be a little bit more expensive. But I'm sure that's closer to $7 a gas now. I took two pictures. I took one on March 4th, and you can find these average gas prices at AAA. I took one on March 4th. The average was, I think it was 421 or 411, right around there. And now the average, and this is Clark County, and now the average is 461. So it went up by 50 cents in just 4 days.
So tell me what's going to bring it down. If what the president did today, and that's like 672,000 barrels of oil a day, if suddenly now we have to replace that somehow, where do we get it from? Venezuela?
Yeah, we can either get it from Venezuela. The Biden administration just sent some officials over to Venezuela. I understand that Biden might head to the UAE and get on his hands and beg the Arabs to, release some more oil and open up OPEC a little bit. But they didn't do that before, so I don't know why they would do that now. But guess how much the, you said, what, 600 and some odd thousand?
672,000. 672, and this is according to Senator Marsha Blackburn, 672,000 barrels a day.
Okay, well, guess how much the Keystone Pipeline would pump out a day? 830,000 barrels.
Wow.
And the very first thing that Biden did when he came into office was shut down the Keystone Pipeline.
11,000 jobs, by the way. That cost 11,000 good-paying jobs.
Yep, and that's the very first thing that he did. So please don't say that Biden's incompetent. Please don't say that Biden is ignorant. Again, we are not sure who's leading the country, but this is intent. This isn't incompetence. This is intent. And this is all by design. And this comes from the Democratic Party.
Let me ask you, Will, and this was a story that gentleman Jim was talking about on the news at the top of the hour, and that is, will tourism in our state be hurt by fuel costs? People that normally would drive 4 or 5 hours to come to Vegas to drop a lot of money, are they now going to say, maybe I won't do that. Maybe I'll put that trip off.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've had to drive quite a bit over this past week. And the freeways are light. They're pretty empty, and they're empty at typically congested times. I was wondering. I'm like, wow. Even some of the side streets that are normally pretty busy are a little bit light and kind of empty. So is this the effect of high gas prices? I think it remains to be seen. Now we're heading into another weekend, whereby we might see some lighter traffic due to the high gas prices, due to people coming from California. But then, of course, we can't just look at the gas prices of being high. The price of fuel is high. And so, you know, how are plane tickets, you know, for people that are traveling from across the country to Vegas? How are those prices impacted? I haven't checked the flight of a plane ticket lately, but I can tell you that I'm heading to Reno next week and I paid $79 each way. I just looked at the same flight as on break when Gentleman Jim was talking to see what that round trip would cost, and that would be over $500.
Wow.
Right now.
And by the way, are we going to have fuel surcharges, whether it be for Uber and Lyft or the airlines? Are we going to end up paying more for transportation?
Well, we already are. Yeah. So why would those companies not be impacted by what we are impacted? They're providing a service. Their service requires gasoline. That cost of service has gone up, well, basically doubled since Biden took office. So they're going to have to pass on those costs to consumers.
Wow. Wow. This is starting to get scary. And there's no end in sight, is there? I mean, everybody talks about $5 gasoline. If you're talking about $5 gasoline, why not talk about $6 a gallon gasoline? Is it possible this thing could get out of control?
Well, now we're talking about $7 gasoline. And actually, on the campaign trail, I believe Trump had mentioned that we'll see gas at $7. And California is seeing gas at $7. Northern Nevada will see gas at $7. It was just $6.19 a few days ago. Like I said, it's approaching $7 in some areas of Northern Nevada. So $5 and $6, you know, but you better fill up now because it's not going to get any better. And this isn't not my doomsday prediction. These are the predictions of economists. These are predictions of, you know, for example, if you go to GasBuddy.com, the petroleum analyst says that there is no end in sight. Because there's no solution in sight.
Well, you know, we keep talking about $5 a gallon gasoline, and I firmly believe that we're going to be looking at $6 and maybe $7, maybe within the span of a week or so. I'm convinced there's going to be a panic of some sort, and people are going to start hoarding gasoline and topping off their tank, and we could well end up with some sort of shortage. I pray it doesn't happen, but I'm just telling you, it's possible. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
My brother RJ had me believe that he knew exactly what he was taking, but I don't think that during those times he was ever necessarily sober. We lost RJ at 32 to a prescription opioid overdose.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cssnv.org to learn more. This message developed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we talk about the high price of a gallon of gasoline and how it's impacting families, but it's gonna be impacting everybody, even those of you that want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I mean, everybody is going to be impacted. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story as far as wheat and what the price of wheat is going to do is going to go through the roof.
Yeah, it is indeed. You think of all the things that we do eat, which come from wheat, breakfast cereals and of course, bread and all sorts of baked goods. And there's a lot of the world supply comes from Russia and Ukraine. But not only that, Kevin, it's the fertilizer that comes from those countries. And the different countries who don't use don't produce the wheat and everything, but they still use the fertilizer, which comes from those two countries in particular. And there are some people that do believe that half of the world's population could be affected by this, with maybe a 50% drop in the yield of crops because of the lack of fertilizer, let alone the lack of wheat, which won't be produced in both Russia and Ukraine.
Boy, there's one I hadn't thought of. You know what is most frustrating about all of this? And Rick Perry, this is Cut 5, was on with Sean Hannity last night. The Trump administration, they knew that Putin was going to use energy against the U.S. Absolutely knew it. This was Rick Perry last night on Sean Hannity.
We knew this was coming as soon as we saw the Biden administration start putting a stop to our fossil fuel production in the United States. We knew that the Russians were going to use energy as a weapon. We talked about it ad nauseum over in Europe when we were delivering American liquefied natural gas. We were basically calling it freedom gas, and it's exactly what it was. We're seeing the reality of reckless disregard of reality. And that's what this administration is doing, reckless disregard for reality. The reality was, when you gave the Russians the weapon of energy, They're going to use it. And let me tell you, I'll give you a great example. Alex Novak was the former Minister of Energy. I met with him while I was his counterpart at the Department of Energy as the Secretary of Energy. And he has now become the Deputy Prime Minister. And he literally said yesterday, I believe, that if sanctions were put into place, that they would cut off the gas into the European Union, exactly what we told the members of the European Union that they would do if they finished that Nord Stream 2 pipeline. President Trump stood up, had the gumption and the vision to say, we're not going to do that. We're going to stop that. We're going to sanction these folks if it goes forward. And it stopped. And it gave Europe a real taste of independence from Russian pressure, and now they're back in the sights of the of Putin, and he's squeezing the trigger.
Wow. Rick Perry, former Secretary of Energy, talking with Sean Hannity last night. That's incredible. The Biden administration knew that going in, and yet they've gotten us into this situation. It is so horrible. And now all of us are going to be dealing with $5 gasoline, $6 gasoline, $1,000 airline tickets. We're all going to be dealing with this. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. And we'll also get you ready for Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. That's all coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Enough with the fees already. Bad check fees, credit card fees, late rent fees, and those huge payday loan fees. We can help and safely lend you up to $5,000 in minutes to cover your payments and avoid those fees.
Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center.
You don't need a checking account, perfect credit, or collateral, and it's 100% free to apply and see how much you qualify for. If you need the loan for one day, one week, or one year, it doesn't matter at the DLC. You only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no application fees or prepayment penalties. Nothing, really. We offer small weekly payments and make it easy to pay your loan back because of our fantastic rates. Join over 250,000 satisfied customers and let us help you out. It's okay to need a loan and borrow money as long as you're getting a fair deal.
Licensed by the Better Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
There's a big showdown coming this June. It's you and me versus the freedom killers. Hey, Sisolak, we want our freedoms back. But don't count on help from machine-funded rhinos like Joe Lombardo or Dean Heller. I'm Fred Simon, the only genuine conservative in the race. Tell your friends and neighbors about my campaign and learn more anytime at simonforgovnb.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Hello, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine Key. And there is only one place I trust with meine Key. Meine Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And meine Key. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine Key with meine Key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine Key, doing car care right.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we've talked